Three Sons. Starring Fred McMurray. And as Uncle Charlie, William Demarest.
You notice how little Charlie reacts faster than the other two?
Yeah, we noticed, Uncle Charlie.
He's not home yet. Did Dad say where they were going after the golf lesson?
Nope. What's so important about reaching him?
Well, in a way, I don't like the idea of just showing up as an employee at the plant where he works without at least talking to him about it.
You've decided on the offer you're going to take?
Yeah, just about. I think you ought to be in on the decision, though.
So he can put a good word in for you?
Just the opposite. Rob doesn't believe in nepotism.
Me too. I never touched the stuff.
Uncle Charlie, dinner's almost ready. Hey, come on, let's put you in with your brothers, okay?
Handle them easy.
Oh, it's getting so big.
Uncle Charlie, where do they usually have dinner?
Who?
Your dad and Mrs. Harper.
Mrs. Harper? He hasn't called her Mrs. Harper for 2 weeks. It's Barbara this and Barbara that.
Do they have a favorite place to eat?
Well, he keeps talking about Mama's Lasagna Palace down on 12th and Filbert.
Oh, good, thanks.
That must be a little child.
Mr. Douglas, Senora, welcome. Come, I have you your favorite table. Senora.
Thank you.
Cesare will come to the table to play for you. Something with romance. Cesare!
We haven't even ordered yet.
One thing about Mama Rosini. She's subtle.
Oh, very.
Play, Cesare, play. I'm coming. Hello? Who? Oh, yes, he's here. Un momento. It's for you, Mr. Douglas, telephone.
Oh, thank you. Hello. Who is this? Oh, hi, Rob.
Dad, I'm sorry to bother you there. What's that?
You mean the music? Well, we're being played, Dad, too. What were you saying, Rob?
Well, I've been trying to reach you, and... Dad, I'm thinking of going to work in your plant, and I think we should talk about it.
Well, that's fine.
That we should talk about it?
Well, did you want to come to work at the plant? Cesare, that's very nice, but would you mind holding it down a little? I'll tell you, Rob, I'll call Bob Anderson.
No, Dad, that's the whole point.
Come on, you and Katie, you gotta watch out with them safety pins. Poor little fella got a sit-down stuck by a safety pin.
There was little Charlie.
What's wrong with little Charlie?
Cesare, Mr. Douglas is trying to talk. Do you think you can play a little later?
Grazie.
Rob, this really isn't working out very well. Why don't you try to come by the house tomorrow? Okay. All right. Goodbye.
Grazie.
Is anything wrong, Steve?
No. Nothing that a nice, clear conversation without music won't cure. Overlap the little finger,
right? Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Try it again.
Okay.
Oh. Well, that's not too bad.
Shouldn't I at least hit the grass?
Oh, no, you will. You will. Now, you just came up on the shot a little bit. Get the hand.
All right.
Now, remember, keep your head still.
All right. Now, to keep my head down.
Right.
Draw the club back slowly.
Right. Keep your head down.
Okay. And follow through. Oh.
You hit the grass that time.
Yeah. And you just ducked into it a little bit. Here, here, let me get you.
All right.
Get the hands right. Got your grip?
Yes.
Now take the club straight away from the ball.
Straight away.
Turn. Let the wrist break at the top.
Is the pupil supposed to enjoy the lesson this much?
Well, that's traditional. Now, come on. Keep your eye on the ball.
There is no ball.
Well, pretend there's no ball.
Okay.
Down.
Down. Under.
Let the right knee break in.
All right.
Through. Ball. Finish high.
Finish.
And a grip.
She did it good? I don't think so.
Well, I lost my gallery.
It happens to the best of them. Well, come on, let's try it again.
Steve, I think I'm going to love golf.
I'll tell you, why don't we go over to the practice range where you can really hit some balls?
All right.
I've got something that'll help your swing.
I don't think anything will help my swing. Oh, Steve, you should.
I called your mother and got some size.
Oh, they're perfect.
Might have to soften them up a little bit. Oh, come on. Climb in. Charlie, we're going over to the driving range for a while.
Too bad you can't stay a little longer. I wouldn't have to cut the grass. Oh, how about dinner?
I'll check with you.
Uncle Charlie? Say, was that Dad who just drove off?
It wasn't Sitting Bull.
Are they coming back?
Who knows? Hi, you guys.
But didn't he remember we were supposed to have a talk?
Oh, he don't remember nothing nowadays. Hey, you're gonna have to get a truck for these little guys. They're growing out of this thing.
Yeah. Did Dad say anything about coming back for dinner?
He said he'd check with me later.
Hey, Rob, I think this is the woman Dad's been waiting for.
Oh, you can say that again. Why, not 5 minutes ago, he gave her a gift.
A gift?
Yeah, and she squealed like he handed her the Taj Mahal.
What was it, Uncle Charlie? A pendant?
Nope.
A locket?
Nope.
A ring?
Better than that, a pair of golf shoes. Ain't that touching?
Why didn't you say something, Charlie?
Because it's hard to hold a conversation with a grasshopper.
Oh, Rob, it's Dad. Say, I'm sorry about today, but you didn't say what time, and... Well, no, Rob, I'm already late for a dinner with Barbara. Hey, I've got an idea. Have you and Katie had dinner yet? Well, tell her to put it back in the freezer, and Uncle Charlie will come over and babysit, and you and Katie have dinner with Barbara and me.
Come on, hold the phone, Steve. I didn't say I'd babysit any kids.
Oh, I'm sorry, Charlie. Will you?
Well, sure. It's better than sitting here listening to the crickets.
He said fine. Oh, the same restaurant, you know, the one where you called the other night.
You are for Mr. Douglas, no?
Yes.
He described you to me. This way, please.
Thank you.
Oh, here they are. Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Rob. Hi, Dad.
Barbara, this is Katie and Rob.
How do you do?
Hello, Mrs. Harper.
Oh, call me Barbara, please.
Thank you.
Che bella. Cesare. Fettuccine tonight.
Mm. Oh, good.
Cesare.
Dad has told us so much about you, I feel like we're old friends.
I think I would have known you from his description. You are that pretty.
Well, I've seen pictures of you and the babies. What a nice family.
Thank you.
Dad. Barbara, do you mind if I talk family stuff in front of you? These days, we don't get to see much of Dad alone.
I'm sorry I missed you today, Rob, but Barbara and I got involved in a little golf.
How did you do?
Oh, I don't dig up the grass anymore, but I'm a little rough on those mats they use for tees.
As a matter of fact, she did pretty well.
Dad. Dad, I... That's the song Cesare played the first time we were here.
And now he thinks it's our song.
No wonder you and Barbara come here so often. The food is great.
Well, it's a kind of special place for us.
Dad, are you getting the picture? I mean, about me working at your plant?
Oh, sure. I'll talk to Bob Anderson first chance I get.
No, that's just the point. I don't want you to talk to Mr. Anderson.
Well, let me warn you. Whether I talk to him or not, Bob Anderson's a pretty rough customer. I mean, he'll have you working in the stock room or sweeping out or something. He believes in starting at the bottom.
Well, that's fine. But I don't want to put you on the spot because of nepotism. And I don't want to put myself on the spot either.
I tell your fortune, yes?
Well, do you suppose you could wait a minute, please?
It's free, don't worry. Cut. The love card. You see how quick comes up the love card? The travel card? You see?
No, I don't.
The ring card.
Oh.
Somebody is going to give to somebody else a ring. And the ring card, together with the travel card, makes for two people a honeymoon. Cesare, I bring espresso coffee. We have a little celebration.
Anyway, Dad, I guess what I've been trying to say...
What are you going to do about Robbie, Steve?
Oh, I don't know. You know, pride's such a silly thing. Bob Anderson wouldn't hire Rob just because I asked him to.
Do you mind if I interfere in something for the first time since I've known you?
No, please do.
Well, it's very important to Robbie. I mean, he called last night. He came over today. He finally joined us at dinner. What I'm trying to say is he wants to get this job on his own.
I know that. But if Anderson comes to me with a direct question about him, I can't very well hide the fact that Rob's a pretty darn good stress engineer. Taught me a couple of things, as a matter of fact.
You're proud of him, aren't you?
Oh, sure. He's a bright boy. Plan to be very lucky to get him. That's why I say I can't be sure what I'll do if Anderson comes to me about him. Okay, you're right. I'll stay out of it. Well.
That's my mother. She's being subtle.
I approve of her methods.
Steve, you... Well, I think you know me well enough to know I'm not devious.
Well, yeah.
I mean, well, my mother with the porch light and... Cesare with the love music, Mama Rosini with the fortune telling. I wouldn't want you to think that I arranged it.
Well, now that you mention it, it does seem a little odd. I mean, why would Mama Rosini pick tonight to tell your fortune? And this business with a porch light. See, that's carrying it a little far.
Stephen Douglas, you're a rat.
Hey, you're right.
Hi, sweetheart. You all ready for school?
Yeah. Can I walk with Kathy Wagner to school?
I suppose so. I don't have to tell you about being careful of the traffic when you cross the street, do I?
No. Can Kathy Wagner stay overnight if her mother says okay?
I guess so. I'm not working this week, so I'll be home.
Can I have legs to make over ice cream?
I'll get it out of my purse.
Is that being permitted this morning, Dodie Hopper?
Gosh, yeah, Grandma.
Oh.
Is Mama feeling okay?
Well, I think so, darling. Why do you ask?
Well, I got a nickel, and Kathy Wagner gets to stay over all night.
Well, just count your blessings, child. Goodbye, sweetheart. Be a good girl.
Bye, Grandma.
Dodie asked me if you were ill.
Ill?
Well, it seems she got a nickel and a few other unexpected benefits this morning. Shall I ask you something straight out?
No, but you will.
Correct.
What is it?
Are you in love with Stephen Douglas?
Oh, Mother, what a question.
And that is not an answer. Are you?
Well, I like him. I mean, you might even say I like him very much, but nobody said one thing about love.
I didn't ask you if anybody said anything about love. I asked you if you were in love with him.
Oh, Mother, how could I possibly know? I mean, you go out with a man a few times and you talk a lot and laugh and... After all, he's got his family and his life and I've got mine. As a matter of fact, he's very undecided about what to do with his son. You see, Robbie wants to work at Steve's plant, and he...
Has he kissed you yet?
Oh, Mother, you really are something.
Okay, I'm something. Has he?
No.
Yes, Mr. Anderson. I'll tell Mr. Douglas the minute he gets in. Fine. Well, good morning.
Morning, Janice.
Mr. Anderson just called, Mr. Douglas. He wondered if you'd be free before lunch.
That'll be fine. Janice, what do you know about Miss Corb down in personnel?
Margaret Corb?
I guess so, yeah.
Oh, she's the worst.
Worse than what?
Well, I mean, she's tough, and she's thorough, and she's... Well, she's almost ruthless in her zeal to get only the best people for the company. I think she had an unfortunate marriage.
Well, thank you, Janice.
Why are you hanging around the phone, dear?
I don't hang around the phone.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were. But if you were hanging around the phone, what would you be hanging around it for?
Well, I'm just concerned about Steve. He said he'd call me if Robbie got the job, and the interview must be over by now. And, well, it just means so much to Steve.
What was that for? Oh, I always do that to a daughter who's not in love.
Mr. Anderson did say before lunch, didn't he?
Yes. Something must have happened.
Yeah, I must have.
May I go to lunch, Mr. Douglas?
Yeah, you run along, Janice.
All right, then.
I'll stick around for a few more minutes.
Oh, Mr. Anderson.
Hello, Janice.
Oh, hi, Bob.
Hi, Steve. I'm sorry I'm so late, but something came up.
Oh, that's all right. Come on in.
No, thanks. What I have to say won't take too long. Steve, How much emphasis was put on mental fatigue and stress when you were a young guy going to school?
Oh, well, some, but nothing to what they're doing these days. As a matter of fact, my son...
Your son what?
It's not important, Bob. Why did you ask about mental fatigue?
Because I'm not sure the young fellows coming up are as well grounded on the subject as they should be.
Oh, but they are. Of course, the lab work they do these days isn't...
Steve, are you trying to tell me something?
No, no. Nothing you don't already know.
Steve, do you know any good young metal engineers?
No, I'm sorry, I don't, Bob. On second thought, yes, I do. But on third thought, no, I don't.
Thanks anyway.
Bob, wait a minute. I do know a good metal stress man. Now, he happens to be my son, and I promise...
Your son? Is that the Douglas we hired today?
You hired him?
Sure. I gave him to that young dragon downstairs, Miss Corb. She recommended him so highly that I interviewed him myself. That's why I was late.
You hired him, huh?
Yes. He's working in Building A. Why don't you go over and see him?
Yeah, I'll do that. Well, Bob, I'm very pleased. But you got yourself a good man. Tell me, why did you ask me if I knew any good young metal stress engineers?
Because we need a couple more just like your boy.
Oh. Where did you start him, Bob? In the stockroom?
Stockroom? Robert Douglas?
Well, that's where you usually start new young men.
Not the outstanding ones. We have to bid for them.
Outstanding, huh? Well. Pardon me. That's my son. Hi.
Yes, sir.
Is Robbie, is Robert Douglas in?
Whom should I say is calling, sir?
Stephen Douglas. I'm his father. I wonder what's keeping Rob and Katie.
He's probably busy running the plant. He's been on the job a whole day.
I bet he forgot about the time and the excitement of telling Katie about it.
Mr. Douglas, a disaster.
Oh?
Cesare does not know how to play happy occupation to you, for she's a jolly good fellow.
We just something with an upbeat, Mama. It's the spirit that counts.
Okay.
Yeah. Say, you guys want to hear a great postcard from Chip?
Are they still on that camping
trip? Yeah, get a load of this. Dear Dad and everybody, Ernie's poison oak is getting better. Love, Chip.
Yeah, Ernie got poison oak, huh?
He must have thought he told us about it.
But it's getting better.
And I've got my own office with my own name on it and my own secretary.
You told me. Oh. Well...
Hi.
Hi. Oh, right this way, please.
Oh, here we are.
Hey, hi, Dad.
Hi.
Uncle Charlie. Hi, Barbara.
How are you?
How are you?
Good.
So, this is the boy that drives the train.
Oh, well, he's not that kind of an engineer.
Oh, surprise!
Oh, boy.
Congratulations, Rob.
Happy occupazione, Roberto.
Thanks. Thank you, everybody.
We go now in case somebody wants to cry.
Well, at least with a pizza, you don't have to blow out the candles.
Did you make a wish?
On a pizza? That's a ridiculous.
And not too much for me. I don't want to get too fat too quick.
You guys ever hear about the dame that...
Uncle Charlie.
Oh, breadsticks, anyone?
Oh, yeah.
Three Sons. Starring Fred McMurray. And as Uncle Charlie...